USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Today is the last day of the Amy Coney Barrett Supreme Court confirmation hearings. The meeting of the Senate Judiciary Committee will begin at 9 o'clock Eastern Time. This morning, Committee Chairman Lindsey Graham is expected to schedule a vote for October 22nd. With the second debate that was scheduled for tonight canceled, both President Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden will be competing for voters' attention with dueling town halls. The United States Postal Service agreed on Wednesday to reverse changes that were put in motion to cut losses but resulted in a temporary slowdown in mail delivery, settling a lawsuit brought by the governor of Montana. The lawsuit argues changes implemented in June harmed access to mail services in Montana, resulting in delayed delivery of medical prescriptions, payments, and job applications. This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
A New York newspaper claims to have uncovered a smoking gun linking former Vice President Joe Biden to a Ukrainian natural gas provider. USA Radio Network's Wyatt Cox has the details.
The New York Post reporting Wednesday, a never-before-revealed meeting is mentioned in a message of appreciation that an advisor to the board of Burisma allegedly emailed Hunter Biden in 2015, about a year after Hunter joined the board at a reported salary of up to $50,000 a month. The email thanked Biden for the opportunity to meet his father, then the vice president. The emails reportedly came from a laptop formerly owned by Biden that was dropped off at a repair shop in Delaware, but never paid for or picked up. The computer and hard drive were seized by the FBI in December after the shop's owner said he alerted the feds to their existence.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau saying the border between his country and the United States will remain closed indefinitely. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at AVMA.org.
New York Times science and health reporter Donald McNeil Jr. was surprised that America's recovery from the coronavirus pandemic is apparently unfolding faster than experts had anticipated. Experts saying with genuine confidence that the pandemic in the United States will be over far sooner than they expected, possibly by the middle of next year. As far as this news, Fox News medical contributor Dr. Mark Siegel says,
well, I'm actually really happy to see Don McNeil in the New York Times writing this article because it sheds a spotlight on what's been wrong for months now, which is it's always doom and gloom. It's always the politics of fear. It's always about how we can look at things from a negative perspective, which actually causes a lot more harm than good. And he's pointing out in here that, look, back in March, the coronavirus task force was projecting the possibility of 10 times more deaths than we've seen from COVID-19. Also, the age of the people getting infected is way lower. Also, we're seeing compliance with masking around the country of up to 90% of people going into stores.
On Tuesday, social media giant Twitter blocked the New York Post because they published hacked emails exposing Hunter Biden's business dealings in Ukraine. But they took no action when the New York Times published the tax returns of President Trump that were stolen from him. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.